Starting today, it's a crime to be an illegal immigrant in Alabama. It's illegal for Alabama state and local agencies to do business with them or for anyone to make contracts with them. Does that mean it's illegal to give water, electricity, or phone service to an illegal immigrant? Is that a contract? Alabama's toughest in the nation immigration enforcement law goes into effect today. Among the provisions, police can detain people during traffic stops if they reasonably suspect them of being illegal immigrants, a provision judges in Arizona turned down. The police detention is also allowed under the federal government's Secure Communities program, but officials in Alabama said the feds, concentrating on terrorism, didn't make illegal immigrants a priority. So now they will. Brian Lawson is court reporter for the Huntsville Times. Brian, the law is also notable for what Judge Sharon Blackburn struck down yesterday. Can you bullet point some of those items?
Well, there's a few that stand out. One has to do with the ability for somebody who is here who has some documentation to attend Alabama colleges. There was some question about the state making it too narrow a field of documents that they had available. So she struck that down. She struck down the provision that barred an illegal immigrant from seeking work or working. At the same time, the flip side of that is that she upheld sanctions against employers who hire illegal immigrants. So that's sort of a split the baby.
Yeah, that was kind of odd because so it's not illegal to seek work if you're an illegal immigrant, but it is illegal and can be sanctioned to hire someone.
Yeah, and what she said, the judge focused on what Congress has done throughout the decision. She said that Congress has consistently sanctioned employers, but has consistently chosen not to sanction people that want to work.
There's that. She also struck down a provision that would make it illegal to harbor or help an illegal. We know churches are happy about that, but does that mean that a town in Alabama can make itself a safe haven city?
No, the law is pretty explicit about you cannot, as a municipality or government agency, go against the provisions of the law.
Yeah.
What the judge did related to the harboring provision, and it was a big deal for the churches here, she said that it went too far. It was inconsistent with what Congress had said on the same subject.
What about the contract aspect? There was a case in Alabama of a Mexican woman who was denied water service because she didn't have documentation. Now, that was before the law. Does that mean that utility companies now are going to go out and have to find the illegal immigrants and break the contracts with them?
I think there was a bit of surprise that more of this wasn't enjoined. And so I think to some degree today, agencies, and I know especially law enforcement, are scrambling to figure out what's next. But specifically on the contract provision, there are two kind of elements that deal with those kinds of transactions. There's another provision that talks about business transactions with governments, and a lot of governments in Alabama provide water and, you know, services like that. They are, under this law, barred from doing business with somebody who cannot prove they're here legally. The contract provision goes even further. You know, it deals with any kind of contract or virtually any kind of contract that you would enter into with somebody to work in your house or otherwise.
So that is all going to be shaking out over the next couple of days. What about the provision that schools are now required to collect information on the immigration status of students as they enroll? So the judge said it's only at enrollment. It's not that onerous. But I can't imagine. I mean, do you expect to see families leaving rather than enroll their children in school and have to admit that the family's illegal?
That's what the advocates continue to tell us. And this is not a coincidence. The sponsors have said, we want to create what amounts to a hostile environment. We don't want them here. That provision, from what we're told by folks that work with immigrant communities, has terrified some families. And they are certainly leaving Alabama.
And is that, is everyone happy with that? In other words, we're hearing that farmers are saying, well, wait a second, who's going to work for us? So are there people who are not happy with this?
The Agriculture Commissioner of Alabama said the other day, he came by the paper for an interview, and he talked about, fruit and other produce rotting on the vine. There just aren't folks to pick the more labor-intensive crops. That's a problem. Farmers are obviously concerned.
And, Brian, opponents of the bill have said they'll appeal. Does that mean the law stops while it goes through the court system again?
My impression in talking to some of those folks last night is they're going to go ahead and try to seek a stay of the law pending the outcome of the appeal. That's something that the judge that ruled yesterday, Judge Blackburn, is likely to see, I would think, in the next few days, if not sooner.
Brian Lawson, CART reporter for the Huntsville Times, on the new anti-illegal immigration law in Alabama. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.